Hello and welcome to YHTV's Flowing into Awareness with visionary and master intuitive Anatara. This is episode 11. I'm Christina Suzuma, your host of this program. Today's show is Time Traveling in the Here and Now. Hello, Anatara. Welcome.
Hello, Christina.
So you are there, back on the island again.
Indeed, enjoying spring as it continues to unfold, even though we've had ice a few mornings this week.
Like still,
this has got to give sometime.
Yes, you were spoiled by that Australian and Hawaiian weather.
I was.
So Anatara, today, time travel.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I'll explain what I mean about time travel. It's. I suppose we really could call it time travel, and I'm stumbling over the words because, as you know, sometimes it's so difficult to find the right words to express something that is not always verbally describable or even verbally understood. Last time we spoke about stepping out of time. We discussed looking at our personal definitions of time and what time is. And this is a continuation of that takes us into a slightly more, I'm going to say, exotic realm. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we believe that we live in human bodies and that we have a life that we see and that we feel and that we're born and then we become children and adolescents and adults and then we, you know, we age and eventually we give up the body and we die. And in all of that, there is quite a definition of time. Time moves on, time moves forward, we roll with it, and time has an effect on us. It affects our bodies, certain systems start to wear out, and certain wisdom comes to us as we express and experience ourselves through time. And what would it be like, literally, if this version of us, this version of Anatara in this here and now life that I'm living, is not the only one? What would it be like if there were other parts of me or other lifetimes of me in other time spaces, in other dimensions of a me very similar to who I am now, living a completely different life? And I don't know whether it's ever happened for any of you, but personally, I have had experiences of walking down a trail that I know really well and sort of very suddenly and in an unbidden fashion, I see another completely different view of the reality that I think I'm seeing with my eyes. And I remember once that I was driving along a road and coming around a corner, and as I looked off at the sign that had a U-turn or a corner sign on the side of the road, I saw another road moving away from that one off into a distance and off into a completely different place. It wasn't a frightening experience. It was instead an acknowledgement on my part that I was over in that other, let's call it a reality, that other experience, that other dimension, having another experience that was different from the one here, driving my car, going around a corner on the road. And I remember that when that happened to me, I thought, this isn't the only me. This isn't the only version of myself, in quotes. This is not the only way that I am or that this soul being is experiencing existence. Now, since then, I've come to believe and come to literally know that we don't live in one universe. We live in many verses. We are creatures of multiverses. We are able to have elements of our consciousness exist in other places while it exists here in this particular experience. So right now, I'm speaking with you, Christina. We're talking about time travel. We're talking about time. And at the same time, there are an unlimited number of Anattaras having other experiences in other dimensions. So this may all sound a little bit strange, and until you understand what it means for you, it's hard to really discern how you can work with knowing that, or use some of that understanding to help you in your space, in your here and in your now. And that's really what I want to look at now. There, you may have had experiences where something similar to what I was talking about occurred for you, where you had this, sometimes we could call it a deja vu experience, which could come from a parallel reality. It could come from a past life. And who knows whether or not that past life is really just another reality happening beside us or not. But we've had that experience of feeling that we weren't only here. So how about working with that experience and doing it consciously and doing it in a way that we can take the information gained from looking at one of those other realities and bring it into the here and now? So one of the things that I've been learning about, and one of the things that I've been assisting others in accomplishing, is a way to literally take a leap or take a jump into another version of ourselves, into another dimension of ourselves, to bring the information from there here to something concrete that I'm trying to work on. I'm not going to describe the technique here because I think it's something that needs to be experienced in an established or sort of a more observed way. I wouldn't want to just have someone try it. But I'll explain a little bit about how it works. What I do is to find myself in a beautiful meditative space. And into that space, I bring my attention to something that I'm trying to work out or something that I'm trying to understand, or maybe just something that I'd like a little bit more information about. And with that in mind, I let myself leap or even just step into what I would call a parallel dimension, a parallel reality, a parallel version of myself, in which I am quite successful at what it is I'm trying to figure out here. And when I meet another version of myself, because that is what happens, you find yourself in other places. You may look the same, you may look completely different. You may be working and living with the same people as you are in this reality, you may not. But your consciousness can take you to another version of yourself through what I'm calling time travel to find a successful version of what you're trying to understand now. And when I say successful, it may just mean that there is an understanding in another version of myself that adds wisdom and insight into what's happening to me now or to a question that I have now. And I've been doing this. I've been working with this idea for over a year now, finding that I am very, very comfortable at looking at other options of time, other options of reality for this being who is Anattara. So all of these other Anattaras that I meet and see in other places are living their lives and actually sometimes coming to visit me in this one to see how I work with or how I cooperate with my reality here. Initially, it sounds perhaps a little strange, but I know that this opening this realm to our consciousness, both in the here and now and in its expanded state, gives us a whole new set of possibilities for what life really is and for what we can do in these lives. So how does that sound to you, Christina?
Multidimensional and layers and layers of fun. It is something which I know there was a time where someone had, I think about 20 years ago, someone had mentioned this to me and I couldn't grasp it for the life of me. It was like, okay, I hear it. Mm-hmm. I don't quite get it, but okay, I'll be with it. Right. And then now to hear you bring it up, it's It's amazing what 20 years can do in someone's life. And when they say, you know, the older you get, the wiser you become, more experienced as well, it's absolutely true. Because now it really is, there is an understanding. So for those of you out there that might not be able to grasp it, believe me, I was there one time as well, and it's amazing. It's just to be still with it and just allow it to unfold, mm-hmm. because I think upon our journeys, so many paths become uncovered. Mm-hmm. And it's our choices of which paths we choose to take. And it's like all the multi layers and dimensions that you speak of, to be aware of it. Some of us may really want to connect with that and be aware and be present in those other dimensions as well. And some of us might just want the simplicity of what we feel is here and now.
Oh, that's beautifully put, Christina. When I was listening to you, and I was thinking of my past as well, and knowing that I came up through this life as the daughter of two scientists who believed so firmly in the exactness of the scientific proof of things, and yet I could always see in them this other part that was willing to consider that maybe there was a spiritual element to life. And I've seen how my own perception of, you know, one reality, one universe compared to the multiverse has changed and moved. And I believe I mentioned last time that, you know, we think of time always, this linear time. There's the past, there's the present, and the future. And as we look at these multidimensional possibilities for ourselves in timelines, in realities, in parallel realities, we see that all of those ideas, those scientific linear ideas that we've had about time, past, present, and future, are really all just merging into one place, any and all of them being accessible right here and right now. So when I take one of these leaps, when I jump into another dimension of time and to meet another version of myself, I'm not going always into something else that's happening now. I often find myself in what I would have previously called a past life, where the vision of Earth, it's the development of Earth, doesn't look like it does now. It mm-hmm. looks as it did in my imagination of the 1500s or the 1200s or whenever it is. And I find understanding and wisdom in those places as well. It is completely shifting and altering everything that I have known and have been told and taught about what is and what isn't, about what is possible and what is not possible. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I find myself sharing these concepts, you know, not just with my clients and friends, but also with my grandsons.
Beautiful.
Who are very willing to believe and to see and to feel that we aren't just in one place at one time.
And that's the perfect time to start.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this when my children were young. I didn't know it and feel it the way I do now. Mm. It is a different opportunity. It's wonderful.
Yes, yes. And it's so wonderful that your children now understand it. And so when you speak to the grandchildren, it's not something that is alien to them or that they're fearful of.
Exactly. Another thing that came up a few moments ago when you were speaking was the thought that sometimes we feel so trapped in this lifetime, and we feel so caught by what feel like the confines of the exactness, the house we live in, the job we have, the financial situation that we're in, the relationship we're in, and maybe we're not. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is information from other elements of ourself and other times and other experiences that can help us be with what is occurring now, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that can help us see it from a completely different perspective. If I'm about anything, I am here to help people realize and understand that our consciousness is vast and you know, it's unlimited. And so in that way, our lives are vast and unlimited as well. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason that we have to shut ourselves down. Mm-hmm. You know, let's keep expanding. Let's keep opening. Let's look at some of these other versions, these other parts of the multiverse.
Mm. The other possibilities that are lying out there. I told you it's fun. All these different dimensions of play.
on and on, ad infinitum.
There we go. Thank you so much, Anantara. This is a great moment in time traveling in the here and now. And we are definitely here and now.
We are.
Thank you. And I would like to thank each and every one of you for joining us on this new platform of education information. We're grateful for your continuous support and look forward to hearing your feedback on how we can serve you better. We invite you to join us live every Tuesday for Magical Medical Tour at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time, 1:30 Eastern Time. Wednesdays for Trinity of Life at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Followed every other week with this show, Flowing into Awareness with Anantara. Anantara has assisted many through spiritual counseling over the 25 years. She has clients throughout the U.S., Canada, and Europe, and she continues to do intuitive readings she calls angel listenings. You can be in touch with Anantara at myyogahub.com/Anantara. Follow her on Twitter, @Anantara, and of course through her own site, Anantara.ca. Until next time, namaste.